What's up, y'all? It's your girl Kool-Aid, and welcome back to another episode of Kicking It with Kool-Aid. Today, we will talk about the new recommendations to assist in stopping childhood obesity. Today, I have my expert pediatrician, Dr. Earl Young, MD, who will give his feedback and medical recommendations for children ages 12 and older and his patients. He is a board-certified pediatrician and a fellow of the American Academy of Pediatrics. He completed his medical training at Morehouse School of Medicine and completed his residency at Robert Wood Johnson University Hospital in New Jersey. He will provide his input and his recommendations to try to assist with childhood obesity and things that he tells his patients and other recommendations and things to help our children have longevity in life.
Dr. Young.
Hey, what you got?
I wanted to get your input and your feedback on the new obesity guidelines, and how do you feel about the recommendation of youth 12 years or older being on medication or being subjected to surgery for weight loss control?
Well, it all depends. Like I said, from clinical studies that we've learned, it may be a game changer because obesity has become a national epidemic. And of course, you know, we always recommend eating right, exercise. But I'm a pediatrician. Y'all don't listen. If everybody did what they're supposed to do, the world would be a better place. But, I mean, truly, in our area, the best expert we have, her name is Stephanie Walsh. She's with the Strong for Life program, and she is our area expert on truly our weight loss program. And if the medicine works, it will be a game changer for people in our area. It will truly help bring down those BMIs and those kids that are struggling with obesity. It will help with self-esteem. It will help prevent kids from lifelong morbidity. It'll help with the rates of diabetes and morbidity when kids get in their 40s and 50s. Remember, when we treat kids, we're not treating kids now. We're treating them when they get 40, 50, and 60. So if we can improve the health now, we are truly changing the game as they get older. So once again, everything looks great. But of course, you know, for my patient population, we haven't been able to get the medicines to be used because insurance companies haven't regulated that to us yet.
Okay. And you don't feel like the parents should be held accountable or the food processed or like what, you know, like what we're eating or consuming as far as like manufacturers and companies?
Of course, but remember, it goes from the parent, the community, the state, the government, the world, right?
Yes, sir.
We are in a global food crisis where if you go to anywhere in the world where commercialism has gone on, weight has become a national crisis because even if you go to other countries like the United Arab Emirates, I mean, if there have more food, people can consume more calories, weight goes up. Here in America, we can find food anywhere. It's readily available. And cheap food is calorically dense, but it's nutrition poor. And it's cheap. If you want good quality food, it's expensive. And, I mean, you have to do your budget. Now, truly, there's a lot of good communities that are doing a lot of farm-based, plant-based. That's great. And if you can do it, we recommend it. But realistically, when you're working, realistically, people like to go to fast food. You get it. You don't think about it. And those are just extra calories.
Right. Quick and easy.
And if you want to hold everybody accountable, everybody's accountable. But truly, it's our society.
Understood. Well, thank you so much, Dr. Earl Young, pediatrician at West Atlanta Pediatrics, my pediatric doctor for my sons for the last 22 years. I appreciate you taking this time with me. I love y'all and appreciate y'all. And thank you so much for your input. And I'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay, my butterflies, I hope you enjoyed this episode with pediatrician Dr. Earl Young, MD. He is one of the pediatricians at West Atlanta Pediatrics office in Lithia Springs, Georgia. And let's think about it, family. When we decide that we want to pull up to that drive-thru with our kids, maybe we should turn around and go to the grocery store and try to find some healthy options. Or when we're looking at the menu, try to choose some healthy options for ourselves just as well as for our children, because they are what we do, so they're watching us. So again, y'all, thank you so much for tuning in to Kicking It with Kool-Aid. To all my butterflies, thank you for tuning in to this week's episode of Kicking It with Kool-Aid. I hope that you've learned just as much about childhood obesity as I did from our expert. You guys be safe, have an amazing, amazing week, and as always, it's your girl Kool-Aid, and I want to know your flavors.